I'm MOGA candidate for Madison, alderperson, District 5 today. Matt, why are you running for this position?
I moved to the area. I got interested right away. I mean, Madison is a great place. And as I developed, you know, through my undergrad, I've always been pretty active socially. Started volunteering at a Meritor hospital in the ER room. Got involved with Biomedical Engineering Society, which led to Habitat for Humanity stuff, Special Olympics type of deals. And now it's kind of progressed into some political interests that I have, and I'm going to be around in the area for quite some time, it seems like. And so I figured, why not? Go for it. Make the campaign a little interesting, you know, instead of just one person giving it. Give the people some options. I mean, we do listen to democracy, all that. And also, I really don't feel that Rodney Weber is quite representing the district properly. And if I were elected, I'd bring more than just a new bike path to the area, instead focusing on the broader interests of the neighborhood and city.
Great. So can you describe your background a bit, Ben?
Sure. I'm from northern Wisconsin, originally from a small unincorporated town, Hogan, Wisconsin, Lake Hogan. They had a nice lake there. So that's where I grew up, moved to Chippewa Falls, where I went to high school, you know, did the whole captain of the football, basketball team, salutatorian. Ended up starting my undergrad 1999 in Madison, Wisconsin. And that's kind of when I was interested in the medical field. I was interested in the engineering field. And there was this new major out there called biomedical engineering. And so I decided to go for it after 2.5 years. Ended up being accepted into the program. You know, I was pretty happy about that. I worked pretty hard. And so from there, I kind of applied to some med schools. I was thinking about that. I ended up jumping into graduate school for biomedical, which is, you know, currently what I'm expecting. In May, I'll have my master's. I have a job lined up with Vitae. It's a local biomedical company, and I'll be designing a cell culture system for them. And I've also passed my PhD qualifiers. So after, you know, a couple of years in industry, which, you know, get some experience, see what it's like, then I'll come back, finish my PhD, and then decide if I want to teach or if I want to go into industry or government lab. But I'm definitely going to be around in Madison for a while.
Cool. So why should a District 5 voter vote for you, Ben?
I think first reason is I'm committed. When I sign on to a project, I'm going to get it done. And how I stuck with biomedical engineering, I think, is a good example in undergrad. I mean, it was a tough major to get into. They only offered 50 spots a semester, and the GPA was kind of, I stuck with it, was committed, you know, I got it done. Another thing is work ethic. I mean, I work hard, and I think one of the best examples of that is in the summer, I went back and worked construction for my father back in Chippewa, and I was a mason tender. And so when you're out there on those, you know, high 90-degree days, high humidity, and you're carrying around 245 cinder blocks, 25 pounds, and one guy didn't show up, and you're just, hey, I mean, you develop a lot of character real quick, waking up at 5 a.m. and driving an hour, and it's really something that becomes ingrained in you. And the other thing I think is my youth, and it's going to bring two things to the council. First, energy, which I think is pretty self-explanatory when you're talking about young people. But also some fresh ideas, fresh perspectives. Particularly with my university ties, I think I'm pretty strong. Two ideas I am kind of working on. One is kind of fitting in well with the mayor's health initiative as far as fitness, and that's also going to be important, you know, West High School and elementary in the district, of course. And I'd like to try to talk to, you know, head of the athletic department, Gary, and see where I can get going as far as getting some Badger athletes out to the schools at least once a semester, get them interested in becoming active, you know, to the high schools. You're going to want to send them bigger names just so kids, you know, you know, when you're a little kid, you don't care. It's, hey, you know, Badger showed up. Dad, that's great, you know. So I think my university type would help there. And the other idea I have is kind of a summer program type of deal, and of course I'm going to have to talk to Chancellor and some other people about this before it gets any feet, but some type of program where there's going to be three classes basically offered to, I'm sure it'll be Wisconsin residents, but of course, you know, Madison residents are definitely going to benefit from that because we're so close to the university here. And where, you know, the professors, it could be an option to get tenure, you know, to look good for them there. The assistants that actually teach the class, you know, whether they're grad students or upperclassmen, will get that experience, see if they like teaching and just get in the classroom. And of course, you know, classes, people can learn about whatever they want. They can offer, you know, English, computer science, who knows, you know, maybe some internet classes, trying to make, have people make their own websites. And I'm a big believer in education. And so I think this is a great way to kind of promote education in general, if we could get a program like that up and running. And of course, I mean, university outreach, the university is always looking to get more active in the community, and I think that would be a great way to do it.
Excellent. Ben, you mentioned a number of items that you'd like to accomplish if you're elected. Do you have any others you want to add?
Yeah, I think you got to think of things in a couple areas when you're trying to represent a district. And of course, there's important things locally. I got to make sure if I'm elected that the power plant is kept in track and everything in the neighborhood is going good there. Of course, addressing the new garbage issues and whatever may come up locally. And then you got to keep in mind the broader interests of the city, addressing things like minimum wage. I think important for my district in particular, the Near West Side, is keeping downtown density rather high to maintain our neighborhood integrity. One of the more personal interests I have is transportation, and specifically with the rail system. I think getting that kind of mass transportation and using different kind of resources in the form of electricity and, you know, to move people en masse, if you will, I think it's really going to be a key. And I'm definitely in favor of, you know, the local rail and maybe even expanding it to the surrounding areas. Pretty idealistic, but hopefully someday for a speed train in Wisconsin, Chicago, Milwaukee type of deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously that's looking way ahead, but
maybe in your lifetime.
Maybe. But I mean, I've been over to Europe. I really like that system. I mean, you think you jump on a rail, you go to Chicago. Chicago jumps on a rail, comes here for a weekend. And I mean, if you're connected with the city and stuff, I think it's a good way to get around. It's an alternative resource. Our highways are getting packed. We're going to have to add more lanes or find new transportation eventually. Mm-hmm. In the long run, of course, this is all just local politics and theory, but it's the reason why not. This is personal interest in mine.
Mm-hmm. How about advice for other people thinking about running for office? What advice would you give?
If you're seriously considering, I think the first point is to start early. Get your things lined up. Think about funding. Think about who's going to be helping you and why. So you're going to want to line up a lot early. I know I was, you know, gone for 12 days out of country. I missed a couple media events. But if I hadn't started earlier and had some things in place, then I couldn't hit the ground running when I got back like I was able to. I think another thing when you're starting to get into politics is don't be intimidated. I know it's hard, and there seems to be a certain amount of stigma attached to politics in general, I'd have to say. But go for it. I mean, if you're thinking, you might as well... I mean, jump in the water, we don't bite, it can get, you know, everyone has different issues and everyone understands that, and this is all just an attempt, you know, to get working together and kind of jump in the water that way. And of course, this may seem a little bit obvious, but you really need to understand the issues both on, like, the paper end and more importantly with your constituency, sorry. But, You're gonna be able to do the background research with the issues and get that. It's really important to get out, talk to the people that are in the area. That's where you're gonna learn the issues the most. That's where you're gonna figure out, you know, what people are thinking about the most. And you're gonna be surprised a lot of times. You know, I'm talking to local business owners and they're throwing things at me that I hadn't really thought of in the same way before already. And you know, I'm just starting. So I think those are three good points to think of if you're running.
Excellent. And what advice do you have for students like yourself or those in high school or maybe just entering college as they consider career options? What would you tell them?
First, I'd say, I try to stay ahead of the game. I know personally I tried to stay one semester ahead of the game. It just so happened in my sense I was going back for construction, you know, in the summer and, you know, getting a good portion of that tuition paid for and working hard, and I saw advantages in that. So you're going to want to think a lot about interns and co-ops because without that kind of industry experience, it's definitely not the standard anymore to come right out of college with no type of intern and co-op and then get hired right off the bat. So you're going to want to, stay ahead of the game in that sense. And if you can, try to stay about one semester ahead. I mean, then the next The next priority down, I'd say apply professionally and often. What I mean by professionally is go over your resume, have it read by whatever department, you know, career service you have. I mean, I know personally for engineering, they're really good. They have good resources. I'm pretty sure it's across the board at Madison. So you're going to get that checked out. They have interview workshops. Go to them. Make sure that you feel comfortable that you're going to be doing things professionally. And the reason I say often is because, if you get a bunch of jobs or if you get a bunch of things lined up, it gives you flexibility. It gives you balance of what you choose. If you don't apply, you don't even have that chance, first of all. And you don't want to be stuck with, you know, what if I applied, you know, to whatever company you're really hoping for. I mean, you always want to go for it. You always want to give your best and give yourself the most options. I know I liked having options as I was going along, so. And the last thing I'd say, if it follows, you know, follow through, which, you know, tends to happen from time to time, just follow your heart. I know it kind of sounds a little whatever, but it's true. And if you're going to, you got to be happy, because then the people you work with will be happy and the people you're around. So don't forget that everyone has unique interests and wants, and to follow your heart when it comes down to that.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Ben.
No problem. Anyone who investigates my background will find that I have both the tools and work ethic needed to be a successful older person in Madison, Wisconsin. Anyone who investigates my background will find that I have both the work ethic and tools necessary to be a successful older person in Madison, Wisconsin. My youth will bring two things to the common council: energy and a fresh perspective. I've been a resident of Madison for 5.5 years, with a job secured, and with the continuance of my education assured in the form of a PhD, I'm going to be around for a while. Madison truly lives up to a well-known adage. It is 90 square miles, surrounded by reality. I want to contribute to this city by getting more involved socially. It just so happens I'm interested in politics. The Near West Side, with its diverse population ranging from the dorms to the more well-established neighborhoods running parallel to Regent Street, will be well represented by an experienced student who is looking forward to starting a career in the local biomedical engineering industry. Anyone who wishes to get more involved in the campaign or wants to contact me for any reason at all, can either look me up at www.votemoga.com, or feel free to give me a call whenever you like at 236-0859. Thanks a lot.
Great. Thank you, Ben.
No problem.